I'd like to call the meeting to order. If you'd please rise, Mr. Crawford, can you lead us in the pledge?
Could you please stand and face the flag and follow after me, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, I would like to actually start the meeting and welcome our new superintendent, Mr. Gary Cena. Looks as though you're sitting on this side of the fence now from, it's a little different view up here.
Takes some getting used to. Yeah.
So welcome.
Thank you.
There was no action taken in closed session. Comments from board members. Mr. Davis?
Well, I just wanted to offer my congratulations and best wishes to the new superintendent. I know he's taking on a big job, and from everything I've seen so far, he's off to a great start. So, welcome.
Ms. Scott?
I would just like to say welcome, Gary Cena. I wish you the best in your new position and look very, very forward to working with you.
Mr. Allison?
Yes, welcome, Gary, and we will do our best to support you in every way.
Mr. Boom? Mr. Fleury?
I would like to welcome also Mr. Cena. We go back a long way. I was his eighth grade teacher, and I've known him since fifth grade. I have no integrity, what he stands for, and I'm excited for the direction our district's going to go in.
Mr. Crawford?
This weekend is the 20th annual Peach Festival in the city of Marysville, California. We have both our middle schools and both our high schools having participating teams in the Peach 5K. That's what it is. It begins behind the Silver Dollar. And it goes to the Marysville High School FFA. All the proceeds, they say, go to the FFA. They're going to have their booths from the Marysville High School there. And it's a good cause. And if you can make it out there for not only the school district, but for the community at large, it would be very much appreciated. It's still one of the few events that we have left since the Prune Festival and many of the other ones have fallen aside, but this is now the 20th annual. And as I said, many of our high school kids will be participating, and I'll look forward to seeing you at 7:15 Saturday morning. Thank you.
One of the things I did want to bring up, I received a letter from the Yuba Water Agency, and the Yuba Water Agency are doing some great things, and one of the things they want to take a look at is maybe developing an educational center. There's a little paragraph I'd like to read to you, and then I want to give you a copy of this, because they're actually going to go on a field trip, and we're all invited to go on that. Kind of in short, the Yuba Water Agency is looking to buy some land up off of Highway 20 on the Yuba River and actually develop an educational center. Our vision, and this is just a portion of the note here, our vision is to provide in-classroom curriculum provided by credentialed teachers and a first-class riverfront facility for field trips and hands-on experiences for students of all ages. We envision curriculum opportunities in science, technology, engineering, art, math, environment, cultural, and history, using the Yuba River as a foundation. So they're actually going to go on a field trip down to Sonoma Water Westside Education Center in Healdsburg. I guess I'm not sure how long this has been in existence, but the date is actually Monday, July 29th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. They'll provide transportation. I guess give us a little food and then even bring us back. So it just sounds like it's a wonderful opportunity to see what's kind of out there for a different type of setting and to be able to work with one of our area partners, with an educational background. So on the very bottom, if you're interested in going, you would need to RSVP there to DD. Feel free to invite all the members of your team. So that's why I gave you all the letter. My assumption is if you're planning on going, we need to probably do that RSVP, I would think, this week, so for their planning. But what a great opportunity for our area and our students. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Good evening. I also wanted to echo the sentiments of welcoming Mr. Cena to the new position. Much like Mr. Fleury, I mean, my memories don't go that far back, but when I started with Marysville High School 22, 23 years ago, Mr. Cena was still teaching civics in the morning and then was assistant principal, vice principal in the afternoon after that. So it's been a wild road. But the teachers union is looking forward to moving on with new leadership. Just like the school district and administration, teachers have been diligently working behind the scenes all summer long, getting some rest and relaxation along the way that they well deserve. But before we know it, a new school year will be upon us, and so we are looking forward to moving along with that. And hopefully, beginning of school will run relatively smoothly. I understand that Mr. Carrion and his office are still extremely busy, so we are keeping our fingers crossed for him and for the sites that are still looking for new people, and we look forward to welcoming them as well. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Operating Engineers, Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association Number 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees, the Supervisory Unit. Next, we have public comments. I see no public comment cards tonight. Our next item is the Superintendent's Report. Mr. Cena.
Thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. And thank you, everybody, for your positive comments. I mean, what underlies all this is we have a terrific team. So all working together, homeschool community, toward a shared set of goals. During this summer, first 16 days, sending out my statement of intent, as well as some video vignettes. And the purpose of all those is to help just bring to the conscious level some key principles and ideas for people to think about. So when we all come together in August, that we can help create a shared vision. On June 29th, it was really neat. There was Lyndhurst High School and Marysville High School had a combine. The football team, there's about 100 athletes out there, and they went through all the skills, the same skills and tests that the NFL players do at the combine, except for the skill players. And it was incredible. The energy, the camaraderie, and I'll just focus on one thing. In the weight room, there were kids doing performing their personal best, and they weren't the biggest or strongest kid. But to see tens of kids from Marysville and Lyndhurst yelling at the top of their lungs, supporting this person to do the best they can, was incredible. And Marysville and Lyndhurst have been playing each other for 45 years. And other than 1974, when the two schools were on the same campus, I don't think there's ever been this level of camaraderie or together going into the season. And using that as a metaphor for the whole district, it's pretty impressive. All the players were out there, all the coaches from both staffs. It was pretty neat. Also, since that time, met with Yuba County Office of Ed Superintendent Dr. Revelis on July 11th, met with the Marysville Police Department addressing safety issues in our district already, and soon we'll be meeting with the Yuba County Water Agency on July 18th as a prelude to the field trip. July 20th, Mr. Crawford, I'm not sure I'll be out there running, but I can come by and eat pancakes at the Peachtree. Also on July 23rd, I'll be at the Peachtree Restaurant speaking to the Lions Club. And then on before that, July 20th, going on the trip to Sonoma. And then meeting with all the superintendents of Yuba County on July 30th. Our next board meeting is August 13th. But on August 13th is Edgewater's 10-year anniversary. And I know all board members have been invited. Teachers come back August 7th and 8th. The management team is also here 7th and 8th. Teachers for professional development, that's optional. Management for sort of a retreat and sort of coming to collect that shared vision and get started for the year. And teachers report back their first day, work day, August 13th. We also have interviews for the new assistant superintendent of business services on August 13th. We have a board study session on August 13th, and we have a board meeting that night on August 13th. School starts on August 14th, and I'm committed to making sure that I'm out at Johnson Park, at Oliverst, at Ellis School, Yuba Gardens, and Covelod, because all of those schools have new leadership this year. And trying to stir up homeschool community, all us working connected for student success.
Thank you, Mr. Cena. Next, we have the approval of the minutes. We have 2 minutes, one for 6:20:19 and also 6:25:19. We would have one motion for both of those. If there's no additions or deletions, we'd be happy to entertain a motion.
Move to approve both as staff records.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Next, we have the consent agenda. There is an item that we would like to pull before we ask if there's anything else to pull. So it's on page 8 under classified transfers. Classified transfers number 6. The very bottom one, Shelley Mitchell. That will be pulled because there will not be a change. Okay. So are there any other items on the consent agenda that a board member would like to have pulled?
I would like to pull the item 1A. It's on page 10.
On page 10? Item 1A, donations, is what you'd like to have pulled?
Yes.
Okay, so on page 10, item 1. Cool. Are there any other items? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Now moving back to page 10, business services, donations to the district. Mr. Davis?
I pulled this is because we have numerous parents, organizations contributing personal and corporate dollars to the district. And this is a major contribution to Linda School. And I would just like to single it out as important for the board to recognize those types of gifts much more formally than we do currently. These folks come together individually and in groups to help further curriculum, activities, field trips, and I just feel that the folks that are contributing to these donations should have a much more acknowledgement of their contributions to the district.
So I would, maybe just a couple items on that. I certainly agree with you, Mr. Davis. One of the things I would just say, though, in our protocols when we have items, have you had a chance to check with staff prior to now when you pulled this item?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Did you check with staff with regards to your concern before pulling this item tonight?
No. All I wanted to do was highlight the contributions.
Okay.
Not to disapprove.
Right.
It is more of a acknowledgement of these gifts, and in this case, it's to Linda Elementary.
I would think, and certainly I think it's a learning experience for all of us too, but I would think that would probably be more appropriately addressed in your board comments than actually pulling an item and having a discussion about it. I just think if we would have those. Are you suggesting maybe we get a committee together that's going to take a look at how are we going to recognize these folks?
Or? It would be more of what's the formal way to acknowledge these types of gifts versus burying them into the consent agenda without any mention of the folks that have come together with the schools, with the staff that they are assisting. And so I agree with you that I probably should have done this in a different way. But the idea is that these folks that have come together to bring these gifts to this school should be getting more acknowledgement than they're currently getting.
And I would truly hope, and maybe the school sites themselves would actually come back and recognize all of those folks, because they're dealing directly with the site when they're giving those funds to it. So I would truly think that our site principals have a method of probably doing that.
I'm sure, and that's what I've heard from the from other folks that have done it. They said that they're getting some acknowledgement from whomever the staff is that they're helping. But it just seems to me that the district should be giving better recognition to these folks. I mean, we tend to go for the big, big items that we give recognition to, but these individuals that have come together with $100 or $25 or whatever, it's still money and gifts that I really feel that the district should be recognized in addition to the campuses.
Okay. So what my recommendation would be is try to make a meeting with Mr. Cena and staff that you could work on that to see what that's going to look like.
That would be very nice.
Sure.
What we can do is we can sit down and share what's happening now and talk about what's involved in that process, and then look at, listen to your concerns.
Thank you.
Okay. So is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
So we have motion to approve donations to the district by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposed. Motion carries 7 yes. New business, purchasing department, resolution 2019-20/01, disposal of surplus and Warren District property for 2019-20 school year. Is there any discussion? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Personnel Services, resolution 2019/20/02, declaration of need for fully qualified educators. Any discussion? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. Holland, was there any other discussion wanted? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Personnel Services number 2, Board Policy 1312.3, Uniform Complaint Procedures. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the revision to Board Policy 1312.3, Uniform Complaint Procedures. We are now opening the public hearing. Do we have any discussion or comments? Anything from the public? If not, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Motion to close the public hearing by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. Now we need a motion regarding the revisions to Board Policy 1312.1. We have a motion by Mr. Boom to approve the revisions. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes. So number 3, it has increases for unrepresented employees. If you'll find at your desk or your seat, there is a packet that has a few changes regarding the special reports with a couple of the items that we have here. It doesn't really change anything in the motion itself. It just clarifies some dates and some titles. And I do think we received this by email also this last week. Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion to accept staff recommendations on corrections as the 4 pages indicated below.
Okay, a motion to accept by Mr. Crawford. And then are we approving the item 2?
Yes.
Okay. Could you restate it just for me, Mr. Crawford?
Move to approve the revisions to BP 1312-3 and the attached corrections stated below. That suffice?
Yes. Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. Oh. So we're on number 3. Increase. Oh, maybe I didn't read that. I'm sorry, Lisa. So we're number 3. We have increases for unrepresented employees. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve recommended wage increases for all unrepresented employees. And with regards to that, we do have some corrections to the special reports. My apologies for not reading the purpose of the item.
I just want to make sure Frank's motion doesn't include that board policy.
So this doesn't have anything to do with this here.
Oh, okay. Corrections noted. Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Crawford, can you tell us a motion one more time?
Motion to accept as stated by staff recommendation. Period.
And is also to approve item number 3?
And also to include item number 3 with recommended wage increases for all unrepresented employees.
Okay. And And that's a second then by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? Motion carries 7 yes.
And I do apologize. I never received two like that at once. And I don't multitask.
Okay, next we have number 4. Amendment to the employee contract with Gay Todd. The purpose of the agenda item. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the amendment to employment contract between the Marysville Joint Unified School District and Superintendent Gay Todd. Okay. Do we have any discussion regarding that? Okay, is there a motion? We have a motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Rasmussen. I've been asked to have a roll call vote on this matter, so we're going to do a roll call vote. Mr. Davis?
No.
Mr. Boom? Mr. Allison?
No.
Mr. Fleury?
No.
Ms. Scott?
No.
Mr. Crawford?
Yes.
Mr. Rasmussen, yes. So we have 4 no's, 3 yes. The motion does not carry. Number 5, Personnel Services. Amendment to the employment contract with Romero Carrion. The purpose of the agenda item. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the amendment between the Marysville Joint Unified School District and the Assistant Superintendent of Personnel Services, Romero Carrion. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion approved by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. Any discussion? Again, we will have a roll call vote. Mr. Davis?
No.
Mr. Boom?
Yes.
Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Mr. Fleury?
Yes.
Ms. Scott? Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Yes? Mr. Crawford?
Yes.
Mr. Rasmussen, yes. Looks like we have 6 yes, 1 no. Motion carries. Number 6, amendment to employee contract with Michael Hodson. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the amendment between Marysville Joint Unified School District and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services, Michael Hodson. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve
by Mr. Boom. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. Again, a roll call vote. Mr. Davis?
No.
Mr. Boom? Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Mr. Fleury?
No.
Ms. Scott?
No.
Mr. Crawford?
Yes.
Mr. Rasmussen, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 yes, 3 no. Motion carries. Looks like our last agenda item. So again, just one note to the board, if you would like to attend the Yuba Water Agency field trip, I would recommend that you RSVP. We do have in closing, Mr. Fleury.
Yes, I would like to close this meeting in memory of Evelyn Rowland, who passed away June 26, 2019 in New Mexico. She was preceded in death by her husband, Lefty. She graduated from Marysville. worked at Yuba Gardens School during that time as a equipment manager, and she was known for being so kind to the students. She always looked after the administration, made sure we were busy at lunch. She would always bring us lunch as we worked through our lunchtime. A very good person, affected a lot of lives when she was there, so I would like to close in memory of this fine lady.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fleury. Meeting adjourned.